If you'll look at me in one of the great chapters of the Bible, in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. I tell you, it's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible here. And really, Luke 15 is really the gospel. Amen. It's just a truth, brethren. It's just gospel truth in this Luke chapter 15. Amen. I'll tell you, Jesus, thank God, rebuked that crowd that was religious. If you look at this text tonight, look who was around him. The Bible said in verse 1, and drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured. Notice that. I'm saying this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. They didn't see they was a sinner. Amen. They was religious, but they didn't see they was a sinner, friend. These were outcast people. These just wasn't regular, thank God, religious people. Amen. They didn't go, they wasn't in with that little group. Thank God, they was recognized as sinners. No doubt they done things that was maybe immoral. Thank God. We all sinners. We all sin, come short of the glory of God. A man that thinks he's not a sinner, he's not going to get saved. He's going to have to agree with God about himself. Amen. That's right. As long as he thinks he's all right, he'll never get in. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight think that they're better than what that they really are. He said, are they better than? He said, in no wise. God, the race that you have tonight don't make you better than nobody. Amen. It don't matter, friend, tonight. Thank God how rich or poor you are. Amen. That's right. What your last name is, it's according to God's grace. Amen. The gospel's for sinners. Amen. Jesus, thank God, said he this man receiveth sinners. Thank God, I'm glad he did. I'm glad he took sinners in. Jesus went and ate with sinners. A Pharisee wouldn't eat with sinners. They would condemn anybody. Thank God, it was sat down with a sinful man and eat with him. Amen. But I'm glad Jesus found me. Ain't, aren't you glad? Thank God, amen. The Bible said he spake this parable to them, saying, what man of you? Who did he speak it to? That whole crowd. Thank God. He said in the parable, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he had found it, he left it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner, thank God, that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Jesus was given a record here of the shepherd and the sheep. Now the shepherd was, thank God, responsible for the sheep. And one of the sheep were lost. It said, thank God, that the shepherd would count the sheep as they went into the fold. Amen. He knew how many he had. He knew who they were. And when he got to counting the sheep, thank God, he was one short. And one was lost. Amen. The sheep couldn't find the shepherd. Thank God, that's a picture of a sinner tonight. They're lost. Amen. If you ever seen that in your life, that you were just totally lost. Thank God, you couldn't get to God. You didn't know nothing about God until the Spirit of God convicted you and showed you your condition through the Word of God. Thank God that we didn't measure up and we was just apart. We was alienated from God Himself, and there was no ability in the sheep, thank God, to find where the shepherd was. Amen. Listen, a sheep was recognized, my friend, as a dumb animal. Amen. I don't say that to disrespect mankind, but I am saying it to preach the truth. Thank God that mankind in general has no sense of God, has no goodness toward God. He's a depraved creature. And friend, the night, if it had not been, if it had not been God, thank God, to come where you were at, it never would be. Amen. Thank God, friend, everything God does, He does by His own strength and power. He don't need my help tonight. He chooses to
use me, but God's God. Everything, listen, isn't it amazing tonight that we're in the hand of God and God uses us? But brethren, tonight, thank God that shepherd's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He went after that one lost sheep. Thank God. And so the sheep was in the wilderness. Amen. And he knew where to go to find it. And he knew, thank God, friend. Amen. Listen, can you get a hold of this? I just thought about this in my mind this afternoon. When Jesus went and found that sheep. Amen. Thank God the shepherd wasn't lost, but the sheep was. Amen. And the shepherd came where the sheep was. Can you imagine in my own mind I was thinking, amen, that the shepherd would say to the sheep, buddy, are you lost? Amen. Hey, God, I tell you, he had to humble himself and admit to the shepherd where he was at, even though the shepherd knew where he was at. And the shepherd, thank God, amen, brother, and came to save him, came to find him. Amen. He found him where he was. Boys, I'm glad tonight God saved me. Amen. He found me where I was. He found me like I was. I couldn't do nothing to help my condition. I couldn't do nothing, thank God, to help the shepherd. I'm telling you, I'm just plain out lost. I'm telling you, it's a miserable feeling to be lost. But thank God, when God shows up in the Holy Ghost, thank God, and saves you, thank God, friend, you'll have to get lost before you ever get found. Amen. That's right. But these people's got religion. You see, this religious crowd, he is really preaching to the religious crowd. He's saying here now, they said he eats with sinners. Thank God he showed them that they were sinners. They just didn't want to admit it. Thank God, religion will kill you, friend. It'll take you to hell faster than anything else. That's right. When people have an old, their own religion or their own thoughts about it and really can't tell you that they've ever been rescued by the hand of God. Amen. He just didn't find him. Thank God he picked him up. Amen. The Bible said here, thank God he found him and he laid him on his shoulders. The sheep had to be put on the shoulder of the shepherd. It showed the care of the shepherd. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you tonight, he cares for us. He cared for us when we was lost. Amen, buddy. Thank God. Oh, what a God. Thank God. I'm telling you, thank God he knew where I was at. He knew I wasn't nothing but a sinner. He knew I wasn't nothing but a lost man. Amen. I tell you, thank God for that day that the power of God, amen, caught me lost. I tell you, he was, thank God, looking for this sheep, and when he found him, he picked him up, put him on his shoulders. Thank God, he said he cared for him. Jesus cares for a sheep. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, that he picked him up. He couldn't find, thank God, the sheep didn't have no strength or no ability. Thank God, to find where he was to go. Amen. Thank God the shepherd carried him. Amen. That's right. That's what he does all the time in your life, in my life. Buddy, he didn't carry him. Thank God one time he's carried him all the way. I tell you, if I make it tonight, and I already have, it won't be on my ability. It'll be on him. I'm glad, thank God, he'll take me all the way in. Amen. He'll take me, thank God, all the way to death and carry me over. Amen. That's right. Buddy, I tell you tonight, we've lived too long. Thank God, in the wilderness. Amen. We've lost our vision. Hey, God. Amen. He knows where to find you tonight. That's right. Praise God. That's a blessing to me. Praise God. Buddy, I just want him. Amen. Come find me. Amen. He came and found me. Amen. That day come where you say, amen. He said, hey, thank God you lost. Amen. I can imagine when he said, little sheep, you lost. He would have said, there's my shepherd. Amen. Thank God. The shepherd reached down in tender hands. Thank God. He didn't scold him probably. He just reached out in tender hands and picked that sheep up and put him on his shoulder. Amen. Thank God to take him back to the fold. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, thank God. He cared for the sheep. Amen. I tell you, he's a caring Lord tonight. There's nobody like him, I'm telling you tonight. He cares for his own. Praise God. It's a blessing right there, son. Amen. He didn't leave him out there. Amen, buddy. He ain't left you out there neither. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. Thank God. You know, sheep can't. They got to have a shepherd.
Amen.
They got to have a shepherd. A sheep without a shepherd are lost, friend. That's what Jesus said about them sheep down there in Israel. Thank God he looked at Jerusalem. He said he was as a sheep without a shepherd. That's what he's saying. He said, therefore, in that same scripture, he said, therefore, pray ye the Lord of the harvest, and he would send forth laborers in his harvest. That's right. Them sheep was, thank God, Israel was recognized as a lost sheep. Israel was. You say, what were we, other sheep? Amen.
Yeah.
We was lost sheep, but we was the other sheep too. He said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I must bring. Amen. We was lost too. Amen. But when he said the lost sheep of the house of Israel, they was lost. Amen, brethren. Thank God, why didn't he use sheep here? Why didn't he use a woman? Amen. Less than three people he used right here, and it could be four counting the father. The prodigal, but I'm telling you what. Thank God, the shepherd went after a sheep. Thank God, a woman went after, thank God, the silver. And brethren, the son, the rebellious son come home. Think about the three categories of a common person, a woman, and a rebellious son in this text. Thank God that was used. Amen. God brought home. Amen. That boy that was down the far country. That woman that had a piece of silver that she swept the house for. Thank God put a light on it. Amen. And thank God, friend. Amen. She found it. Put it back in place. Everything dealt with had been found and put back in place. And the God tonight, I'm telling you, if God ever gets you lost, he won't leave you there. That's right. He came to save the lost. That's right. Amen. That's right. The shepherd put the sheep on his shoulder. Notice what it says here, praise God. When he had found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing, praise God. That's what he said. When he came home, he called together his friends and neighbors. Some of the greatest rejoicing that ought to go in the house of God is when the sheep comes in the fold. That's right. That ought to be a time, praise God, that the church enjoys the blessings of God in this one getting back in the fold. I look at you tonight and I remember when y'all got in. Some of you was in before I was in, but the majority of people got in later. Amen. Thank God I can look back tonight that God reached your heart. Amen. The God's Son. Amen. You say, how did this thing work? It works like this. He's the shepherd and I was the sheep. He's the Savior and I was the sinner. Thank God he was the finder and I was lost. Amen. That's exactly right. You can't get no better than that to tell the story about the shepherd and the sheep, because the shepherd went after the sheep and he searched for it until he found it. Thank God he would not leave that sheep out where it was. Amen. God, I tell you, use this thing. Brethren, he was preaching to this crowd here. He had publicans there who were nothing but thieves, most of them. Tax collectors. Amen. There was a man by the name of Matthew one day that said it by the custom. Amen. The receipt of custom. And brother Jesus called that rich, that tax collector there. Thank God. And that man followed Christ. Amen. Hey, think about the men that God called. The Lord Jesus called. Amen. They wasn't. Thank God. Paul was a religious man. Looks like to me all these men that he called in the beginning had the baptism of John. Amen. them. They was disciples, no doubt, of John. But John said, listen, there's one greater than me that's going to come whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. Amen. He said, thank God I baptize you with water, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that's what he did. And these men, thank God, was called into this place. But brother, I'm telling you tonight, thank God the same God that called these men are the same God that called me and you. He don't have no different voice. Amen. The sheep hear his voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I'm saying tonight, thank God they rejoice over the fact of man being saved and brought back into the fold. Amen. You know, everybody in Adam's lost. Every man in Adam's lost. And that's why God had to find him behind them trees wearing that little old fig leaf apron. He wasn't satisfied with that. He ain't satisfied with what you do. He's satisfied with what he does in you. Amen. There's a lot of people trying to put fig leaves on. Oh, God, have mercy on my soul. Amen. He said, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. He said, I found it. Praise God. Where did he find you at? There's a place he found you. Amen. Listen, friend. Thank God there's somewhere he found you, Brother Danny. He found you. Praise God. Only he found you out. Amen. He told old Belshazzar, he said, I'll tell you what, you're found wanting. Amen. You found lacking. You don't have what it takes. Amen. You got to have God in your life. Hey, God, he said, I want to repent of. You got to repent. Amen. Thank God, friend. As Bible says, have to be repent. He'll all likewise perish. Amen. You know who talked about repentance more than anybody else in the Gospels? Luke. Do you know Matthew and Luke? Basically, the only two Gospels that mentions a lot about repentance. Mark didn't mention about it. I don't know if John ever mentioned the word. Probably maybe it'd be a time or two in there. But Luke mentioned it many a time. He's the one that said that. Except you repent, you all likewise perish. He said over one sinner that repenteth. That word repent means it's a change of mind. Thank God. It's got to be compunction. It's got to be the dealings of God that will cause a man to change of mind by revelation, understanding, the Holy Ghost giving you knowledge. Amen. Of who he is. Amen. And you turn. Thank God. You change your mind on who he is. See, they denied who he was. They said, he's not the Messiah. We'll not have this man to reign over us. But in Acts chapter 2, the same kind was preached to. And the Bible said, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And he said, repent. Thank God, be baptized. Amen. Remission of sin. Amen. That same crowd that denied him now confessed him. Amen. That's why that's baptized. It's baptized in the name of the Lord. In the book of Acts chapter 2, to identify themselves that they believed and that they had repented and took Christ, thank God, as who he said he was, both Lord and Christ. He had already been made. Thank God, they didn't make him Lord in Christ. God made him Lord in Christ. Hey, you don't make him anything. He said, I am who I am. Amen. But I tell you one thing, you'll have to submit to him and you'll have to believe who he is. And if you don't believe and submit to him, you'll never come under the authority of his lordship tonight. That's right. That's where the power is. Amen. You don't know where the power is? In Christ. Amen. Power of God, wisdom of God. Amen. That's what he said. And he said over one sinner that repenteth. You've got to repent. Thank God. Somebody said repentance isn't in the New Testament. The gospel, I said it is in the New Testament doctrine. It's just you can't do it without him granting it. The Holy Spirit breaks through on your heart. You know what you do? You fight it till you humble yourself. But you know what? When you got under conviction, sin wasn't as good to you. When you got under conviction, you didn't want to go out and do what you used to. Billy Mitchell said, I quit a lot of things before I saved. Because Holy Ghost conviction caused me to start repenting. Amen. That's right, buddy. I've heard people, I tell you, I got a friend of mine, and he done some things, he's doing some things. You know what he told me? He said, you know what? After God convicted me, he said, I tried to go and smoke it off. You know what I'm talking about? So I tried to go smoke it off. He said, I could never shake it. He said, I'd go to bed, son, I couldn't sleep. Holy Ghost is on my back, buddy. Amen. Well, glory to God, son. He ever get on you? Thank God you won't be able to eat, sleep. Thank God do anything till you get right with God. So I don't like that kind of preacher that bothers me. That's good. I don't want to bother you. You have to get convicted. You just don't walk into God. It ain't like Miss Graham said, well, I just woke up one day and I thought I'd commit myself to God. It don't work like that. There's got to be some dealings with God. You know why people walk away from it? They ain't got no root. The Bible says you got to get some root in you, friend. Hey, if there's no root in the tree, no fruit in the tree. Hey, God calls a root, there's fruit. No root, no fruit. That's it.
Right.
Amen. You say, how you know, preacher? Thank God I'm looking at one right here. I can look at myself, thank God, tonight and say, where would I be without the Lord, friend? Amen. Where would I be without Holy Ghost power, salvation in my soul? Thank God it wrought something, thank God, I couldn't get rid of. I remember going through these things I'm preaching about. Amen, friend. He said I couldn't shake it. Thank God, I tell you, that sheep couldn't get off his shoulder neither, friend. Amen. He might have kicked a time or two, but I tell you, I believe he's really glad to see the shepherd. When you get real lost, thank God you're glad when you found. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. He said, repent more than the... He said, heaven. He said, their joy shall be in heaven. Heaven. That's why he said, their joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons need no repentance. I'd like a good interpretation of that. You say, what's your interpretation of that? What it says. I don't believe the angels is rejoicing. They don't know nothing about blood-bought redemption. I believe it's somewhere in the presence of God that they're shouting the victory, praise God, over sinners getting saved. That's what I believe. Amen. Thank God. It could be. I didn't say it is. You can't tell me it's not. When somebody gets saved, thank God, the news crosses heaven. Amen. Somebody's shouting the victory. Might be somebody up there praying for you. Could be. I'm not saying it is for sure, but it could be. It says right here, there's, thank God, he said here, he said over, I say likewise, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. He said, there'll be joy in heaven.
Yeah.
Thank God, buddy. If it's joy in heaven, son, what? No, worlds are going on around here. Amen. I ain't just talking about here. I'm just talking about in this world, friend. Thank God, son. That means somebody really get in. Somebody ought to shout. Amen. Thank God have some joy in their soul and say, glory be to God. I thought when I got saved and I started telling everybody, I thought it was all against me. I thought everybody would be happy about this. Thank God it wasn't that way. Amen. That's right. Only them that had truly been saved was the happy ones. Amen. That's right. I'm telling you, you get saved, start confessing Christ before people, you're fighting in everybody's saved. You know, well, yeah, I've been saved. Why didn't you tell me that before I got saved? It didn't make sense to me. I'd say, I got born again. I'm saved. Hey, God, thank the Lord. I went and told everybody to work with. Thank God, go out and tell family members. Amen. It would go. I was overzealous. A lot of them. And someone said, honey, I've been saved a long time. I thought, well, why ain't you told me? Praise God. You think this little old sheep was glad to get in the fold? I bet it run like a rabbit when Jesus let her down. Amen. Son, running that fold, bad, and that rest of that crowd probably started bad too. Amen. Oh, you know that's right, son. I mean, you get lost, you're lost, and now you're found and put you in the church. That's the fold of the church. Amen. I just look at it like it. I know in a New Testament day, thank God, and I understand the sheepfold and all this about Israel. But can I make an application to the church? Thank God, when the Lord saved me and brought me in the fold, He put me out the church. Amen. That's right. Somebody said, I love the Lord, but don't love the church too much. I said, that's impossible. Church is His body. Amen. You wouldn't love your head more than your hand, would you? Well, you might, but I'll tell you what, you wouldn't take a hammer to it. Amen. That's right, buddy. It's your body, son. Amen. Brother Danny, you're part of the body. I'm in the same body you are. That's something. Now, think about it. We ain't in the same body here, but we're in the same body that in the Lord. Amen. That means me and you got to say we're in the same body. Think about that. All the born again people's in the same body. Somebody's a hand, eye, foot, thank God. Amen. Ear, eye, whatever. Amen. He put them in the body as severally as He wills. Amen. Thank God. And He puts the sheep in the fold. Thank God. Amen. Under His care and His authority. Amen. That's right. The shepherd says, listen to this here. The shepherd don't never tell the sheep, go out there. The shepherd always says, follow me.
That's right.
Follow me. You say, I don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. Follow him.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. He didn't send them out and say, hey, boys, going out there. Now, they do go in and out and find pasture, but it's his pasture.
Yeah.
Amen. The shepherd leads the sheep. He said he leadeth them. Amen. You ever get saved, you're led in the fold.
Right.
Amen. I tell you, you'll be in the fold, Brother Chris. I tell you, when a man gets saved, he don't want to be around other sheep.
Amen.
He won't want to be around the goats. They butt all the time. That's right. That's right. I tell you, I've had both of them. And be honest with you, sometimes the goats is more friendly than the sheep. Amen. They got a different voice.
Absolutely.
They look different. Amen. They live different. Do you know I had them goats? I don't have nothing now. Them goats got out all the time and everybody's calling me on the phone saying, hey, your goats is out. I got so aggravated I told my wife, I said, I'm tired of them. I'm getting rid of every one of them. And I did. I had to quit doing what I was doing. I'd be down the road 2 hours and be doing something else somewhere and they'd say, and hey, people, thank God, I thought they was more concerned about goats than our people. They'd knock on my door. I'd be sitting in my house and hear a door knock. Well, I said, goats probably out. I tell you another thing, too, this honest truth. When I'd be upstairs reading my Bible and I'd hear a bunch of horns going off going by my house, I knew what was happening. Goats is out. You know what the problem is with a goat? I want to show you how dumb they are. I'd give them green grass and water in a fenced place, and when they get out, they go stand in the road. That's what they do. You know why? That's their nature. They're full of rebellion. I've been so mad at them, I want to go get my shotgun and shoot them. I didn't do it. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I never have a problem with a sheep wanting to try to get under the fence. Never. I never saw a sheep have any problem. Sheep eats grass. Sheep don't eat all these briars and all that mess. I thought for sure, I said, them sheep there, thank God when I got them sheep, I thought, I put them over there across the road and I had all kind of, thank God, honeysuckers and briars and everything else. I thought they'll eat them. Never would. They mowed the grass down, thank God, better than a lawnmower. That's what you feed sheep. Amen. That's what he does. He leads you somewhere. I tell you, can you get this here? He'll not lead you to a bunch of false doctrine.
Right.
He won't lead you to that.
Right.
Sheep know the voice of the shepherd.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You know what old Brother Chris told us? We was up there preaching, me and Brother Danny, the first Saturday night. After we got through preaching, he said, it's amazing that we can believe the same thing and come from two different places. Remember him saying that? You know why? Sheep.
That's
right. Sheep. Amen. Sheep knows the voice. He's a stranger. He won't follow. Amen. That's right. Thank God Jesus brought the sheep back that he loved, that was lost, and he put him in his fold.
Yeah. Right.
Right, buddy. Amen. He rescued him. Amen. How can we in the world get along? I'll tell you how we get along. Because we're led by the shepherd.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. If you ever let a sheep go, they ain't got enough sense to find anything. Amen. That's why they got to have a heavenly shepherd. That's your shepherd tonight. Amen. Jesus, your shepherd. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, that means he don't lack a thing. Everything he has is in the shepherd. Amen. That's right. Praise God, son. Somebody said, I don't know what to do. I tell you, he'll tell you what to do. Just follow him. Amen. You say, how do you follow him? Hear him. Hear his voice. That's how you follow him. Amen. You know his voice, don't you, Brother Danny? Amen. Praise God for the blessing of God. Amen. I'm glad he found me one day. Thank God. Where would I be tonight? Where would you be tonight had not been the Lord? Thank God coming and finding you where you was at. He set it up for you to be where you was at, that he would find you in your condition. You take this boy right here. When he come down there to Rockwell Christian School, he didn't make it too long. Kenny went to that camp up there. That was about 6 or 7 years ago, that first camp. It was probably about that long, wasn't it? How are you, 19 now? He was probably about 13, wasn't you? 14? About 5 years ago more. And got under conviction. And got saved. Sets here tonight. Thank you, Lord. I could go over this whole church and look at the power of God that's dealt with y'all. Found you. A lot of you got found right here. Right on your pew. Found. Amen. You see, I thought this was a church. It is. There's a lot of people that come into the church. Amen. That need to get in the church. They just come in and sit down on the pew. Amen. They found out where they was at under the power of God. Amen. Look at that. That's great. Wonderful. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Come where you was at. I bless the name of the Lord. It's a blessing. Thank God. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing me.